And the next coach in the teleconference is Ohio State Kelly Kovac-Shanley. The Buckeyes, who are number 37 in this week's NCAA RPI, are 34-15 overall. They ended Big Ten play with a 17-6 record, posting their highest Big Ten win total since 1994. Ohio State earned a first-round bye in the Big Ten tournament as the number 4 seed. They'll face either 5th-seeded Wisconsin or 12th-seeded Iowa in the first quarterfinal game on Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern time on BTN. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. If you could, open with a quick statement, then we'll take some questions from the media.
Well, first, I'd like to congratulate Michigan on yet another championship. Exciting day that it came down to the wire for the conference and the great competition that we've had so far this year. We're super pumped about this tournament. Our girls are, you know, in stride right now, and this is definitely a good time to be a Buckeye.
Thanks, Coach. Now let's take some questions from the media members on the phone.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star 1. Our first question is from Tom Maluski, Wisconsin State Journal.
Hi, Coach. When you don't know who you'll be playing yet, how do you go into that first day of the tournament? What are you watching for in that Iowa-Wisconsin game?
Well, what's really nice for us is we just finished a series with Iowa, so we have a lot of information. So if we end up playing them, we don't really have to go very far in our memory banks. For Wisconsin, you know, we're watching a lot of film this week. We're going to pay specific attention to a few batters they have that have been really doing well and, you know, try to devise a plan for both teams. But, you know, we already had a game plan for Iowa, so we'll just tweak that a little bit if we end up playing them and hope to learn a little bit more about Wisconsin in person.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Elise Miniker, Big Ten Network.
Hi, Coach. How are you?
Hi, Elise. How's it going?
Good, thanks. I'm curious, what's been clicking for your team lately? You're the only team to have beaten the champ right now, Michigan. And you guys really have just been hot since then. I think maybe, if I'm not mistaken, there's one loss in there. I remember right?
Correct. You know, it's funny because a lot of people will look at our team and think, you know, Lily Piper and Emily Clark and those names. But I really think the one thing that's really been helping us is our leadoff batter, Bree Betchel, who just has been getting on for them. And so the inning is a lot more interesting when she starts with us, you know, starts on base. And then we've been able to develop the middle of the order better as the season has gone on. So, you know, for us, we have those two kids that have been the center of our offense for so long, but it's the people developing around them that's really helped out.
And again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Casey Campbell, GreatLokesPost.com.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Good morning.
Kind of maybe want to ask you about your time at under Hutch. What was that like, and what did it teach you today and bringing coaching into who you are now? What was it like playing under her?
So it was so long ago. I mean, like, seriously, it's been like 25 years. But so, you know, she was much younger and she was very different back then. I don't know how to explain it, but we were just kind of getting our feet under us as being one of those, you know, national teams in the 90s. So, you know, we played like underdogs all the time. So it was different mentality. So now when I see them and they're not the underdog anymore, you know, it's such a different world than when I played for her. So we kind of all played with a chip on our shoulder. And, you know, back in the day, it was us in Iowa getting to the World Series together, and that was like a big deal. And I just saw Gail Blevins this weekend. We were talking about it, and, you know, we'd love to see the day when, you know, we get multiple Big Ten teams back there. And, you know, it's just kind of making my mark for myself here and taking what I learned from Hutch and, you know, Robin Petrini and doing my thing here.
And talk about Lily Piper. What does she mean to this team?
She's everything. Like, I cannot tell you – if you were at practice every day, you get to appreciate it. But her athleticism and creativity on the field, whether it's batting, defense, the way she runs bases, she just is such a unique kid. You'll never see another one like her, in my opinion, because it's just her size, but her speed, her athleticism, but her finesse. Like, she's got everything. And she's just great for the kids. Like, she is the most energetic. She's the most positive, and she's leaving such a great legend, like, or mark, I should say, behind when she graduates, just to how to enjoy the game so much. You know, she just thoroughly enjoys it.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. Good luck in the tournament.
Thank you.
We have time for one final question from the media.
And your final question is a follow-up from Elise Miniker, Big Ten Network.
Hey, Coach, one more. I know you talked about Hutch. I'm curious, with that win that you have over Michigan, being the only team who's able to beat them in conference play, how are you using that as motivation in this tournament, especially should you keep taking care of business? It could be another rematch against them.
Gosh, that's like 3 games from now, so we're not talking about it. But I will say –
but even just the win, knowing that they won, you have that win, that no one else in conference could do that.
Yeah, and I think we kind of set our whole schedule up. We played, you know, Florida State, LSU. We played Washington. Like, we faced these kind of pitchers, you know, the Bobians of the world and the Terranovellas and the Gabby Plains. And so it's just nice that they've seen that top-level pitching. I think it gives us an advantage in just that – you know, our competitive, like, our difficulty with our schedule early season, especially, like, we've seen some really tough pitching. And I think that's why when you get to game 3 against the Michigan and you've seen Bobian all weekend and you've seen, you know, what she's got, you're able to make those adjustments. So it's nice we've seen her. You know, we haven't seen, you know, some of the other teams in the league yet. So I can make it this, it gives us a benefit, but it also gives them, you know, a benefit as well. So they've seen us as well. So it's just fun to get out there and compete.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Coach, thanks again for the time today. We look forward to seeing you this weekend in Bloomington.
Thank you so much. Good travels, everybody.